Recorded Books presents North Bay Road by Richard Kirschenbaum. Narrated by Mia Barron. Prologue, Miami, 2020. The vast estate seemed invisible despite its grandeur due to the overgrowth of dark jade palms, gnarled bougainvillea, and centenarian crepe myrtle. The growth was so dense that despite the Miami sun, the villa lay in cool repose, immune to the resting, prickly heat. The overgrown Confederate jasmine seemed to overwhelm the villa in its tense grip. The edifice succumbed as the vines wrestled the chipping stucco to the ground. Unlike its newer, shiny celebrity neighbors, the villa's imposing gates were swirled and rusted. The ornate ironwork lent an air of bygone glory and obscurity, as did the few disintegrating slabs of pink-tinged coral stone on the exterior columns. If one took the time to stop and notice, the villa could have been taken for a faded regal estate in Capri on the Via Tregara, or in the Colline Fiorentini, the hills of Florence. The vast estate was a symbol of another era entirely, with its formal sentry gate, the center fountain that had long stopped bubbling, and the circular rotunda pitched against the aquamarine skyline, which seemed impervious to the stray overhead planes ferrying vacationers to the southern tip. Occasionally, Argentine black-and-white tegus roamed the shoreline, oblivious to any other unlikely tenants. Built in 1927 in the Mediterranean Revival style, the estate had wowed its neighbors and was the envy of its lesser rivals, boasting a large folly, a greenhouse, a bayside pool, and an enclosed tennis pavilion. Even neighbor Carl Fisher, the acknowledged founder and unofficial king of Miami Beach, who had built his palace at 5020 North Bay, had been suitably impressed. 18th-century Neapolitan tiles and lusty-veined marble statues had been stripped from impoverished estates in Amalfi and Tuscany and hastily installed in the New World's Riviera. During one particularly frothy day in the heady 20s market, the owner had approved an ancient mosaic floor to be ripped from a villa unearthed in Pompeii and reassembled in the entry gallery. The arrival of the famous black market mosaic caused havoc in Port Miami. There was even a small mention in the Herald, which officially dubbed the new mansion Villa Pompeii. The name stuck, and the architect eventually implanted a discreet ceramic tile in the pink-columned archway he had commissioned in Vietri. No one had even considered that christening the villa with such an ominous name might portend impending disaster. When one stepped into the foyer, the ancient black-and-white mosaic floor, which featured an octopus engulfing and defeating a spiny lobster, added an eerie feel to the great house. Throughout the decades, the grand mansion had not only seen the booms and busts of the Florida peninsula, but also the waves of differing nationals all adjusting and peeling under the ribald sun. It had also been exposed to larger themes, love and loss, obsession, and despite the sunshine, dark passion. It was said that a hint of a woman occasionally appeared on the dock in silk scarves and dark glasses, facing a balustrade, leaning on a cane, or sitting in a wicker wheelchair. She was known to take in Biscayne Bay at dusk. The shimmering diamonds of downtown Miami flickered to life as the orange globe bowed to the new skyline. Perhaps the distant, gleaming sprawl unsettled her, if she was actually there. Few people entered and exited the property. Real estate brokers could never find a way to contact the owner and eventually gave up trying, despite the heat of the market. "Madame is not at home or is indisposed," was all the remaining leery staff were able to utter. In her later years, her nurse and housekeeper didn't even speak English, only Polish. Shrouded in secrecy, Villa Pompeii eventually became an oversight. The parties, tennis lessons, and tea dances had ended so many years earlier that even the ghosts didn't remember them. The gardeners had been dismissed decades ago, encouraging the overgrown tropical jungle to flourish and strangle the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?